Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Norman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luis Rosado. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Medic. Pitching for the New York Mets, Doc Medic. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting third. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Easler. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Ott. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken Maka. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dale Barra. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Terry Forster. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Terry Forster. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from Ott and he is out, Tavares applying the tag. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreno. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Moreno steals second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moreno scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garner. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Flynn applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barra fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Rosado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosado hits a fly ball into right field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosado scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. One out. Ken Makah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makah strikes out. Two outs. Dale Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Medic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Easler who is chasing the ball. Randle reaches third base with a triple. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berra fields it and throws to home to get Randle. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field. Moreno picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moreno. Mozzilli goes all the way around to score. Henderson moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Pirates, 1. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henderson moves to third. Luis Rosado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosado is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berra fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreno takes first base on ball 4. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreno. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Moreno steals second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norman who is chasing the ball. Garner reaches third base with a triple. Moreno scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garner tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Pirates. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka is 0 for 1 in the game. Maka hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Randall, and towards Flynn, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Medic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medic is 0 for 1 in the game. Medic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0 for 1 in the game. Barra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mazzilli. Hairston reaches second base with a double. There goes Barra trying to get to home. Mazzilli throws the ball into Flynn, who relays the ball to Stearns, who tags Barra, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Forster hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavares is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazzilli strikes out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moreno hits a line drive towards the mound. Medic reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosado scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Rosado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosado is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosado hits a fly ball into right field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka is 0 for 2 in the game. Maka hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pepe Manguel pinch hits for Doc Medic. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is called out on strikes. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0 for 3 in the game. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randle moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hairston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Forster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Forster reaches second base with a double. Hairston scores. It's 4-1, Pirates. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tavares strikes out. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Forster moves to third. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Garner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Forster scores. It's 5-1, Pirates. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Easler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garner moves to third. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-3 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barra fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Norman takes first base on ball 4. Luis Rosado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosado is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosado hits a line drive into left field. Hairston picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hairston. Norman moves to third. Kent Tekulva now pitching. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Joel Youngblood. Bud Harrelson pinch runs for Luis Rosado. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Norman tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Pirates. John Milner pinch hits for Doug Flynn. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.